It's a very systematic approach. We tend to think that ISIS is just this kind of amorphous blog online, and they're just, throwing out messaging to see what happens. And there's some truth to that, but there also is, again, a very systematic approach. You have online ISIS recruiters that are spotting. They're looking for people who have questions, who have expressed concerns about whether foreign policy or religious questions, and they're going after those individuals in a very targeted way.
How are they finding these people?
Yeah, they're looking for two things, right? They're looking for people that are self-identified. So people that have already said that they're talking about what's happening in Syria and Iraq, or they're talking about how great ISIS is, right? So then at that point, the recruiter will step in and say, if you think it's so great, here's how you travel. Or you can't travel right now, and so you should look at homegrown attacks. A lot of these individuals, again, they self-identify as recruits. And then sometimes you see a number of ISIS recruiters essentially trolling mainstream sites for individuals that are naive.
Ali Shukri Amin from Northern Virginia was a key example of that, no?
Yeah, absolutely. A 17-year-old kid. He's on Twitter. He's got 4,000 followers talking about how great ISIS is. He had his best friend Reza, and him and Reza drove to the airport. He dropped Reza off. Reza continued on and joined ISIS. And Ali Amin continued to tweet and get his and promote ISIS. He eventually got arrested for material support to terrorism and was sentenced to 11 years. And he's now spending 11 years in a pretty serious jail.
Seamus Hughes is the deputy director of the program on extremism at George Washington University's Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. JJ Green, WTOP News.